Okay, let me start by saying this. Dick Storm is not a porn star name.
I think...
There is no one called Dick Storm.
Yet. Yeah, I mean, like...
I Googled it.
Porn names.
I Googled it, and I found out that Dick Storm is not an actual name. No one's called Dick Storm. So, Kyle, would you like to be Dick Storm? Before I claim this, I feel like someone needs to be Dick Storm.
Well, can... Okay. I think at least one of us should be, but I do also think
I think it's you. I think it should be you.
I will be Dick Storm. I think we should all come up with weather-themed porn names, though.
But I think the thing that surprised me was, seriously, Dick Storm is not a porn star name. I'm genuinely surprised. And this is Kendrick.
Kyle.
And Joe.
And this is Sitsock. And Kyle, you're now called Dick Storm.
In the show or in life?
Yes.
Fair enough.
I'm just going to call you Dick
I'm okay
Storm.
With this.
Hey, Dick Storm.
So, do you want to talk about porn star names?
No.
Okay,
no,
that was just a really good intro.
I just had to intro with that because I found that out yesterday and I felt like Chris Pratt in Parks and Rec. And just anytime you see the Chris Pratt face, you know, the one where he's just excited.
Yeah.
Like a little kid. That's what I was like. Like, that's what I was. Which is also weirdly similar to, which is weirdly similar to a porn star.
So
there you go.
I've noticed this week that me and Kendrick, at least, have been listening to lots and lots of video game music. Like Kendrick sent me the YouTube video for Super Mario RPG. And then we have the
Nobuo Uematsu did. That's one of the reasons it's so good. And that's one of the reasons that Paper Mario sucks raw nuts.
So I was thinking about, like, because one of the things that I don't know why, I just don't listen to in games is music. And, like, I want to talk about, like, the different aspects of
music
and video games and, like, what makes a good score for a game and, like...
Well, son.
I know you guys can talk about this.
Let me school you.
I want to talk about it or at least discuss it.
As we go around this corner a little faster than I meant to.
I'll tell you what makes good music.
Nobuo Uematsu.
Okay.
Okay, you know all those good Final Fantasies before 9? He did the music for them.
Okay,
I have opinions.
I do remember a decent amount of music from Final Fantasy VII, and I think that there's...
You played Final Fantasy VI a bit, right?
Just a bit. And that's, again, like, I was trying to play it, and I was being stupid about it. So this is what I did. I downloaded Super Mario RPG yesterday, or the other day, and started playing it. And I made a point to play it as loud as possible or have headphones on, because you and Joe and Gary have talked about game music. And then after listening, as I told you, after listening to Descendants of Edric, I want to go through and play every single one of those games in that order.
And you should.
And listen to all of them. Just because it's like... To me, it sounds like the game music is, like, iconic. And I'm like, how do I not know that this music is from this game? You know, like, the Dragon Warrior. There's, like, one song in Dragon Warrior that everybody knows. And it's, like, you wouldn't know it was from Dragon Warrior if you didn't actually play it. But you know what it is. It's like a Hall & Oates song.
Yeah.
You're like, this is a good song. Goes. Yeah, you know, like, who sings it? You're like,
Hall &
Oates. Like, what? Hall & Oates sings this song? And that's what you do. And you're like... You get so surprised, and you're like, shit, I didn't know that this song was from Dragon Warrior, like, but now I do, and that's, I don't know.
I'm excited by proxy for you. I don't know about Joe, but...
Oh, dude, yeah.
But
Joe can't get excited anymore after the surgery.
For one, like, Kendrick and I have played through, at least personally for me, Super Mario Legend of the Seven Stars, the first RPG, was the first video game that I bought. And so that game has all kinds of sentimental value.
It was early on for me too. So it was. Yeah. But here's one. Okay, so let's go ahead. Finish your stupid thought.
Just
gonna something smart to say.
Fuck you. I was just gonna say that. Like it's great to have Kyle kind of be one of the lucky 10,000, as we coined the term from XKCD.
We didn't coin it. Don't even say that. XKCD, Randall Monroe, please give us money.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm pretty sure I am Randall Monroe, like in my sleep somehow.
Possibly.
So.
Is that like how I'm Pendleton Ward in my sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like,
you're always busy.
It's awesome to have like Kyle get involved in this music of being able to kind of share that small bit of like even emotion that comes with that. It's like, oh, dude, this music is so cool, and this part's so badass. And you're gonna enjoy this fight. These characters are fucking weird, and
see,
all the things that come with it.
I guess, so this is a different type of video game music than I'm usually used to. Because usually I'm like Sonic, Kirby. Like, the games that don't really have, like, a lot of story for you to be attached to the music.
But they're still music.
And I like those ones. Like, that one. And what's the game I just was fucking thinking of? Oh, my God. Because I was playing it. Like, I get the Monster Hunter music stuck in my head. Because I was playing that. Right? It's like...
So, okay. I'll tell you this much.
Because that's all going nowhere fast. I'm just going to interject.
No, I just mean, like, it's going to be fun to play an RPG and, like, think about how the music is affecting the story.
I'll tell you this much. There's a very particular reason that music exists the way it does in video games, and that's because back in the day, my dad would say, make up their face, stay that way.
Yeah.
No. Way back when, one of the biggest things they struggled with video games was that you are reading, and your characters are made up of, like, 45 pixels. Like, their face is 9 pixels. Like, you can't emote anything. And they didn't necessarily... I mean, they could do, like, a full screen thing, but... Wog.
Yeah, wog.
Wog.
Wog, everyone.
Oh, excuse me. That was an eggy one, too. So...
Do you have eggs this morning?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I just pulled a shit ton of eggs. For future reference, anyone who wants to know, steam your eggs. They'll peel a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a little bit of cooking on Sitsock. We're just cooking on Sitsock today, you know? And we're about to die from a truck, but that's okay. So,
dying is something that happens.
It's just, it's part of life. It's part of the stream of consciousness. It's more of like fording the stream there where you're putting a dam in it, but whatever. Anyway, we're clear from that now. So, at the beginning of that, it wasn't tenable to make full screen character art. Like, you couldn't do it. There's just no way to take out... It was too much in the cartridge. So they had to find some way to make you feel about characters. And the way that they found that you could do that is music. Because you can change the tone of a situation by abruptly changing the music. Which is one of the reasons Dragon Quest, or Dragon Warrior, if you had it out here, had such emotional music, is because they had to find some way of conveying what the fuck was going on. And that's where Final Fantasy... really hit it on the head, and that's why, like, Final Fantasy VI, the music, even now, for people who played that game, has a strong emotional, you know, response. It's a strong bond. It's just called Two Brothers, though. Rick and Morty. And that's the reason they did that, is because, like, for, you know, Final Fantasy, you're looking at, like, Final Fantasy VI, you played it, even on a phone, it's a great example. Tiny little dinky face.
Yeah.
They walk up, it's two little, like, 16-bit sprites
the
looking at each other.
The only way you know that the character has more than just a pixel face is the little, like, the little speech you say.
Yeah. And that's, they, you know, pops up, and they're like, oh, no, my mother died. And you're like, well, that's okay. But then it's more like, what are you doing here? And then when you put that with the music over it, it's like, oh, she's really upset about how he's here. Like, Shadow's theme. I'm just going to say that, and what I should have said before, I should have whispered, Joe's going to say something, Joe's going to respond to this, because immediately, it started playing in his head, and if he got far enough in the game, bummed him out a little bit, because Shadow has a fucking twisted-ass backstory. He's seen some shit. That's the thing I'm saying, is the music is what ties it all together, and it's what gives you an emotional underlying thing. So the music kind of starts to suck in the later games when they add voice acting, because now they could just voice act and get their emotions that way, which is only acceptable because they've got John DiMaggio in Final Fantasy X, which is the only reason.
Really?
He's have you played 10? No. John DiMaggio plays like 3 or 7 characters.
Yeah.
Only 3 or 7.
And none of the characters, which you give a shit about.
Well, no, he plays Kimaru.
Well, no, he's...
They play Waka.
He's Kimaru and Waka.
And a bunch of other random
everybody
dudes.
Else fucking sucks.
Like that he plays.
Titus is fucking...
Spoiler for Final Fantasy X, the only characters I like are the ones that are dead.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Auron and Jekt. Those are the only two people that I give a shit about in that game. And as Emily pointed out, and what about Titus? It's like, yeah, but Titus... is actually a wet dream, so I don't give a shit about him.
Hey,
and I don't mean that like colloquially. I mean literally. As Joe is laughing, he knows the story. Titus, spoiler alert, is not a human being.
Did they have good music in Final Fantasy Tactics as well?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Because that is probably by far in a way. Like I only played Advanced Tactics the ones that started coming out with the portables,
which wasn't as good.
I like.
Yeah,
the
but
motherfucking
the story,
shit out of
the story
games.
And the music wasn't as good. In
I'd say
Advanced.
The story probably wasn't as good.
No.
Well,
the story, the story
was Gemini of Memories or whatever.
I played one, and in all honesty, the judges thing, that mechanic, made me almost throw my
DS. That's
not
in the original
the
one.
It is in the original one.
Okay.
And that's why I never pursued any of the other ones.
No,
that mechanic,
that's not in the like original.
Oh shit, no! God, no! Absolutely not. That was probably the worst design decision anyone's ever made in a video game ever.
Yeah, they got rid of that in the second one because I felt the same way too.
The only
thing
that I like about that, the only thing that I respect about that, is when it went horribly awry in whatever Final Fantasy was later, 13.
Oh yeah, 13
because
13 is the one that takes place
the judges start like fucking with people. And I like that premise. I never played it, but I like the concept. I was like, oh yeah, today it's illegal to be, I don't know, that guy. Fuck him. Like that that kind of thing. I like that, where it's like, oh, power hungry judges, of course. And then you have to deal with that, right?
The first Final Fantasy take place in the same world as the later... Oh, I'm sorry.
No Final Fantasies share a world except that.
So yeah, okay. So and only the Tactics and Tactics Advance, or Tactic Advance... And the DS 1 and 13 all share the same
Tactics,
world, right?
Tactics Advanced, are they in the same world? I feel like they're similar.
That's
but not
what
the same.
I was asking.
Okay, actually, here's an interesting point that you raise up, because your Tactics Advanced and Final Fantasy 12 all take place in the Kingdom of Ibalis.
12, yeah.
But is it the same 12. One? Because I feel like there's a lot more weird creatures in Tactics Advanced.
I don't think you, so. Well, I think
it might be the same one.
Kind of era and that same kind of style.
I thought it was like maybe a different century or something.
Yeah, like they don't
all the same races,
address
too.
Any of that.
But not in Tactics. Tactics.
No, I'm sorry, you're right.
Because, like, 12 can be very considered to be kind of in the far-flung future of that world.
Yeah,
but there's no mention of any kind of history of it.
So, the reason that I like Final Fantasy Tactics, aside from it being, a four-disc game and being long as shit...
One.
No, you
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
sure?
I've got
I could have sworn that one was
well, it depends on...
No,
I think it might have depended
no,
on what you
thought. Seven
right?
was the first one to... No, yeah, seven was the
I thought
first
Tactics
to
was after seven.
Well, Final Fantasy, yeah.
It was the first one to do, like, the multiple disc thing, but Tactics came
out. Well, it felt like that, because there's, like, 9,000 chapters.
Yeah,
and you kill God in the
end. Goddamn game.
I'm not even kidding. You basically fight
you
not
do.
Jesus.
You fight anti-Jesus. Not
what
the Antichrist.
What about games like Lunar? Did you guys play Lunar or Earthbound? I heard those guys
Earthbound.
Really good
Earthbound.
Really
Earthbound has an astonishing story.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, in Earthbound... Okay, so Earthbound not only has
this
the most...
This podcast is going to be called Video
spoiler
Game Spoilers from Kendrick.
I'm going to spoil a 30-year-old video game. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, the thing that was neat about Earthbound... A lot of things were neat about Earthbound. First of all, the fighting mechanic, that mechanic was tremendous fun. The RPG aspect, the leveling system was really well implemented. And the sensibilities of it. They were so fucking wacky. One of the things you fight all the time is a New Age retro hippie. And it's just like, dude, and like he flails at you, and you beat the shit out of him, and then you leave. And then there's this cult called the Happy Happiests, and they just paint everything purple. It's just all this fucked up
that's
shit.
Earthbound?
Yeah. There's all of this crazy shit that goes down, and then you wander through a town that's now zombies now, and you just have to deal with that. That's just your life. Your life is zombies now. And then you get the fuck out of there, because obviously it's fucking zombies.
Yeah.
And you're trying to prevent the Earth from being taken over from this evil alien called the... Gygax? Not Gygax, but it was something like that. I don't know what it was. It was a weird translation where I don't know how the fuck to pronounce all those G's, but Gygax. So, that's probably racist, but true.
Just called all Japanese people something.
Yeah, girl. So,
sweeping racist.
That's why our audience in Japan.
Yeah, our Japanese numbers are going to tank after this.
Yeah.
Which is probably okay because they're just looking for porn on our website.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to know what a sit sock is in Japan like that.
I literally do not want.
Well,
that.
Well, okay,
but anyway,
I want to know, but I don't
I'm
want
watch
it.
To I'm gonna
like
watch
I
it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it
from a distance.
No, with my pants off. But in that game, you realize as you get to the end, you fucked up. He's already taken over the world. You can't do anything about it. So you have to go back in time to fight him. You have to go back in time to before you were born. So you have to create these robot
like Chrono
bodies.
Chrono Trigger then?
Kind of, but it's like, it's so anti, it's, I mean, it's not anticlimactic, but at the very end, you get there and you get to the top of the tower and you're like, your arch nemesis, Peggy, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Is like, oh yeah, no, we're in charge now. And you're like, well, fuck. And there's a moment you're like, well, what the fuck do I do now? Like, I'm supposed to stop him, but he's in charge. And you go talk to the Mr. Saturns, I think it was, and that one scientist dude, and they're like, yeah. Well, we'll just build a time machine. You should go back and stop him in the past. It's like,
oh,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so you have to build robot bodies because if you go back in time, you won't be born yet. So you build robot bodies and transfer your consciousness to them, and you end the game as robot versions of yourself. And then it gets all metaphysical and weird, and then it ends. And you're like, that was the best game I've ever played.
Yeah, it's like a long, strange journey, but man,
it is a good one. And the story is engaging. And it's really interesting. It's certainly amusing. Look at the sparks coming up.
I know, it's like that.
It's certainly amusing because, like, you never see your dad the whole game, but you can call him all the time from whatever phones there are all over the place and ask him for money, and he sends you money. He's just nice like that. And then you go see your mom, and it's just weird. The game has just a weird sensibility that's really engaging.
Huh.
But then, if we go back to Final Fantasy Tactics, the story there is, it takes place over, what is it, a decade?
Yeah, something like that.
And so what it's a war between kingdoms, and the sitting king is assassinated by, I think, your friend who becomes your enemy, and then God, it's been so long since I played that game. But that game had a truly revolutionary fighting mechanic. The best class system of any game I think I've ever played.
I think that translated through the other games.
Yeah, I think they retained amazing. It pretty well.
And they did it. They did the same thing in the MMO, Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
Which was...
Yeah.
Is it 13?
It's, yes, 13. 14. 13 and 14 Final are both 14. MMOs.
14's the online.
Yeah, 14. Because they did the same thing where, like, you have a job that evolves into a class at some point if you have the right combination of jobs. Like,
yeah, and then you like, open up new ones.
Yeah,
and become a calculator.
It was so cool. Like, and it was all determined based on what weapon you picked, too, which is the same thing I think they did. Isn't there? Isn't it?
Not so much.
Because
yeah.
Only certain classes could have certain weapons.
Well, that was yeah. Part of it, yeah.
Okay. But. They did like a weapon set thing, and that game was awesome because it was like watching the Expendables for Final Fantasy music.
Nice.
Because they just kind of like were like, we'll just take all the Final Fantasy music and put it in the game somewhere.
Which is adorable.
Yeah,
I love that. It's a wonderful thing.
Because like when you got on like a chocobo, like it would play the chocobo theme for like infinitely until you got off of it.
Yeah.
Well, that was like the game Final Fantasy Red Theater Rhythm was so awesome. It was because Theater Rhythm was the rhythm style game that they made with all the Final Fantasy music. It was a DS game. And like, check it out when you get home, because Garion has both of them.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
It's the coolest game ever. Like, basically, it's like Elite Beat Agents. Have you played that one? Nope. Heard of that? It's like, kind of like Guitar Hero, but you do stylus touching.
I didn't get it.
And it's just all the Final Fantasy music, but they do it in such a way that like, they have like travel themes, so like any travel music will have a different kind of like game with it. Than like a battle will.
I think I might just have to quit my job and go play video games. For
yeah,
because I kind of missed the last 5 years of video games.
Take a sabbatical.
Last person who did that didn't come back.
Well, maybe you'll go start inventing video games. We're doing Kendrick Revelation here on today.
Revelation or Intervention?
Yes.
Well,
is this both? Like the Sunny Intervention?
Intervention!
Intervention!
They're like spilling wine all over each other. So, like, another thing I wanted to get to was the Descendants of Idric, because I really think people who do that with video game music are, like I don't know why.
It's just, like, the Proto Man or
Mega Ran, the guy who does the Mega Man, like, rap music to the Mega Man music.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. Like,
Arm Cannon. One of them.
What's the other one? A Power Glove is a good one?
Yeah, Power Glove.
Power Glove's, like, heavy metal, like,
versions. I really got into the Proto Man when they did that Queen album.
Or a game. Or
I like them, but when anyone who's willing to step up and cover a whole Queen album is just ballsy.
Or people like who use MIDI sounds a lot, like the what is it? I Fight Wasabi. Dragons.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
Sean Wasabi was doing it, right? Like
Sean Wasabi.
All the songs I listened to them like this week. That's kind of cool. Like I dig that it's become it's like integrated now. That's kind of an interesting thing. Like there's like a whole subgenre of like. A subgenre of music that's not all
chip
the same
tune.
Music.
Well
yeah, you have chiptunes too, which is interesting. But people covering video game songs is like awesome because it's like let's cover the score from Star Wars. And you're like, why would you do that? Like they already did a good job. Yeah. You're like, because I like it. Like,
and that's one of the things where what it's playing off of it is windy up here today. I keep like hitting these trucks and just bouncing off of them. So, thank God bodywork isn't a thing, right? Cars are supposed to look all Mad Maxy, right? Like that's the thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. First thing I get in this car, I just go all Mad Max. By the way, like the first time I fuck anything up, it's all
off.
You're
just gonna
like a grenade.
It's gonna be covered in dildos. Actually, let's just be honest.
This bag is full of black dildos.
It's full of black dildos.
Did you pour Axe onto this dildo?
Yeah, like a can and a half.
So there is no Chad.
Anyway, that's all. That's
from Derek Comedy, Bro Rape sketch, by the way.
Yeah, Bro Rape, which kind of got a little intense in places and was like, maybe a little uncomfortable. Like just got a little, I mean, you know, kind of got a little rapey.
They didn't
whitewash anything.
Did
it's super
it
rapey.
Did it do that at the beginning? Like, he's just chugging scotch out of a bottle?
That was, but it was Dewar's White Label, okay. So that's okay. The part that got me was when they just spun him around and just started ramming it. And I'm like, wow, they're just raping that guy.
So we moved from that
to
Bro Rape. Really quickly, like
wow,
super
chip tunes
quick.
To Bro Rape, spitting in the stream of consciousness.
Can that be the title?
Chip tunes to Bro Rape.
I
feel like title. It's the title now. And I think that might have to be a title of a book that I write. I'm going to have to change my life so that my biography is actually matching that.
Chiptunes to Bro Rape, the Kendrick Evans story.
Well, it's only the story of like 6 years of his life.
That he started at like age 29 when he decided to get into chiptunes and then had to figure out how to fit Bro Rape in his mid-30s.
And then just really started liking raping.
And then he's in prison now, enjoying rape from the other side.
You can't make chiptunes in prison.
Because that's how it goes when you're a chip tune into Bro Rape. I'm Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow. This is Morgan Freeman. You've been in the car this whole time?
Somehow Morgan Freeman was narrating my movie, even though he'd be way dead by the time I did
the movie.
Yeah, if you didn't manage to check it. Oh, man, I can't say it last week, but we had a podcast some time ago where we talked
about...
Or
the future.
Yeah,
in the past future now.
Where we talked about diegetic sound. And they finally... So Kendrick posted the video that they were talking about during that podcast on the link. So if you had a chance to check it out, go check it out because...
Oh my God, that movie is... It's called The Octagon. I finally I looked up the title because that was actually funny because I think I should have titled that one Kendrick's Not Always Wrong, because about half the shit I said in that podcast was factually inaccurate.
Okay, so
and I'm not gonna print retractions. I'm just gonna say this, which is go fuck yourself. I say shit and I have opinions and I'm not always wrong. So, there are a couple of things. We still didn't get around to like checking if John Wick has narration or not, but I still believe that it did.
I actually went to
fervently.
Try and find it on Netflix and I can't find it.
You gotta check my thing. I'm not gonna say the name of plausible deniability. That thing that you have access to.
Sweet, yeah.
Plausible deniability. Pornstash.org. Pornstash.
Hey, I didn't take it into porn the first time this time.
But I did.
So
actually, we started with porn.
Did we?
Yeah,
oh, we
remember?
Did. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Dick Storm.
Dick Storm here.
And that's where I was talking about.
Dick Storm's all up inside me.
So do you want Dick Storm or do you want me to be Dick Storm? Do you want Dick Storm?
Dick Storm 2016.
Do you want Dick Storm? I can be Dick Storm. You can be Dick Storm.
The problem is trying to contrive the grammar where it doesn't sound like it's a name so much as it is a thing that's gonna happen to you. Are you into Dick Storm? You want Dick Storm?
Are you really into Dick Storm?
Driving with that Dick Storm?
Yeah.
Because if you want Dick Storm, we'll give you.
Do you want Dick Storm in heaven? Do you think Kyle would like Dick Storm?
I think he'd like Dick Storm.
So
yeah, I think he'd be into it.
Kyle, you want to get up on it?
Kyle,
break some of this Dick Storm off and get all up in here?
Yeah, nothing contrived at all. There.
Not even remotely contrived.
Yeah, cool. Video game music. I've been listening
to
it all week.
Video game music and porn.
It's great. Like.
Yeah, how can you go wrong?
You can't actually.
What
if
you just put video game music like over porn?
It'd be hot.
I don't know. Are they dressed up like characters from the games?
No, just like regular porn.
Do we accidentally like create a
rule
34
scenario? Yeah.
We just rule 34'd it, and I think that should be the name of our production company, starring Dick Storm.
Yeah.
Wait, our porn? Okay, I got it. No, we're fully into the porn thing now. Yeah. Like, we're not going back from that.
No, we are not coming back. I like how you just literally just put your hand right in front of
my rear
view. It was amazing. And you literally only covered the rear view mirror. It was like, wow. Like, I'm not even mad. It's like when Joe on the way home, Joe is always blinding me with his phone. And it's like, there's one angle. There's one spot. He keeps getting it. I'm like, I'm not even mad. It's just amazing. It's
so,
the whole wheel of
next
cheese.
Week, look for Rule 34's first...
Rule 34 Productions.
Porno, sorry.
Which
Dick
is
going to
be Dick Storm.
Apparently.
It's going to be Final Fantasy IX. Just want to get some sweet Black Mage on Black Mage action.
See, I want to actually make that the name of production company, but not actually ever to
make children's movies.
Yeah. Rule 34. Taking it back, bitches.
What do you mean taking it? We never had it. It was never. And that should
moving
be your,
on!
That should be your tagline. Rule 34. Taking it back, bitches. And it's like, is that a porn thing? Like, is he taking it in the back? Is that, okay.
And it's a soft documentary about, like, the rise of
smooth jazz artists.
Yeah.
It's the rise and fall of, like, of Yanni.
It's a TV series about people who were taking it back. Like, you know, like the guy from Clerks who was taking Porch Monkey back, you know?
I don't think he ever succeeded in that.
No, okay.
That was
it's not racist because I'm quoting a movie,
too,
so.
Right? He's Dick Storm right now, so you can't.
Yeah, you go ahead and sue Dick Storm. Dick Storm's a legal entity
Dude,
now.
Dick Storm is
while
the
we
best
were driving, I just pulled him up as an LLC, so you are now
God.
Dick Storm LLC.
I had one of our coworkers convinced the other day that you had an entire wiki of porn. Like, you had an entire wiki that talked about your entire porn career.
You know, I wanted to make one.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
You should have, because I could have used it to convince, you know.
I just have to find a web space that I'm not afraid to sully. and I don't want to do that on any of my professional ones, so I'll just go and get some more website. Hey, so GoDaddy, give us some money so I can pay you for more web space for porn.
Actually, just give us web space. Cut up.
Actually, I don't think GoDaddy lets you host porn, so... Okay, so I gotta go find a porn.
Really
porn,
porn
thing.
Though. It's
but it's
porn.
It'll be porn. Let's just be completely honest here. There's gonna be porn up there.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna claim that I'm
well,
in it.
That's funny because
I'm gonna put it out there and be like, "See, that's me." And I'm like, "That doesn't." That's a
we
black
always get
guy.
Like
he's
these,
just
like,
black.
We always get these comments on Ethernet. Like this is that's like where we're hosted, by the way. In case you go there somewhere other way.
Yeah, if you get there from there, go fuck yourself.
Well, you
yeah,
can go there. Just that? Subscribe on iTunes. Did you set up the iTunes thing yet?
Oh fuck.
Anyway, there's like the comments are all like. Link to Gmail sex site, and I'm like, can we please just get like one comment of someone serious?
Please,
and I almost unapproved.
Still stands,
I almost spammed Aaron's comment. Aaron, my roommate, commented the other day. I almost spammed it because I'm so used to clicking fucking trash spam comments.
Someday we'll make it big, guys. Outlaw Star style. We'll pay you back. We'll make it big.
I wanted to take the last few minutes to talk about like the parent site. I don't know if it's a parent site, but like Ethernet.
Ethernet. That's shameless plug.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
Shameless plug. Because
we both write for Ethernet.
Do
and,
it.
You know, me and Kendrick and Joe sometimes does
do
too,
it.
And I ask him to.
Do it.
But it's a pretty interesting, cool site where we're hosted here. Sid Sock is hosted on, and you know, we cover really weird shit like
stroking the beard.
Yeah, Kendrick talks about philosophy and technology and stuff, and I talk about.
And I had a dream. I had a dream where I talked to my philosophy professor, and he thought it was cool. So that's
you could just ask Macaulay if it was cool.
I could, but I don't want to because I'm deeply ashamed of the shit that we put out. It's garbage. It's disgusting.
Wow, I feel like it's not.
Well, compared to his blog, anyway, because he's got a doctorate in philosophy and shit, and I'm a drunk ass fucking teenager, and I've got a minor in philosophy. I picked up while drunk, so like.
So Kendrick's a regular philosopher that doesn't have a degree.
Well,
he just has his drunkenness.
That is always the joke, which is you go to engineering conferences, they talk about the new engineering principles. You go to math, they talk about the new math things. You go to philosophy conferences, they try and find a job. I think Macaulay told me that joke. Sorry, Dr. Anthony Macaulay. We're just going to drop your name in here.
Yeah.
And you're associated with me now. I bet you regret pushing me into the minor now.
Okay, so then we also have Kate writing about
sued for
graphic
libel.
Novels and comic books, which is pretty cool. She does a pretty awesome review most
she
of the time.
She writes words.
Stuff. She sometimes dislikes things so intensely that she will...
That she almost reaches Kyle levels of hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we have... or not now, but we also have... Ryan Brumman, who writes like his
the bar.
Caitlin Roberts is a, if you want
yeah,
to know.
Well, I mean, just fucking drop.
I like drop
name,
Brian's like
we don't even
social
have our
security
full
number.
Names.
Ryan Brumman, who writes, he's our bard. He writes about music and mostly metal and good
pretty
stuff like
metal.
That. It's pretty. Yeah,
he just came back from that 70.
No, he 70, just 000? Left. Didn't
That's
he?
Right. He just left last year.
Got,
this time
yeah.
he came back. So he just left for the 70,000 tons of metal cruise,
which is a.
It's exactly as fucking awesome as it sounds.
A half-long cruise or something where
with three stages going. I think 24 hours a day of state of just. Metal bands.
Yep.
I am green with jealous.
It is
fucking
there's a
amazing.
Bunch of them. There, a lot of things are doing that now because they're doing a board game cruise too. I'm like, how many different cruises can we have? Like
board games are one of the things we do on here on Ethernet too. Since I know you want to finish the plug before we want to.
Yeah. I write about board games and the culture surrounding them and the things people think about them and what I notice when I do board game
kill
stuff.
Kill this guy with my car real quick.
You know, Kendrick writes about lots of interesting things, I think. But,
I,
you know,
I don't,
I'll let
I
him
disagree.
Plug himself.
I disagree. I go for the Hemingway method, which is I want to die.
So basically, Kendrick just has expanded upon his, like, graduation or minor paper.
Yeah, I took some...
Words. What is going on?
If you guys want to get out and walk, we'll probably be faster.
Yeah.
Ready?
We're going.
We go.
We've gone plaid. But Kendrick writes about philosophy and technology and how we see ourselves and the tools that we use and things
the biggest,
like that.
The biggest,
really
the biggest one. Start from the beginning. The efficacy, extension, avatars, and media. Those were all words, and they made sense.
They do make sense to certain individuals that are now triggered around the country.
Yeah.
And now your sleeper cells are, you know, going to be attacking people
breakfast
all day.
Is signal with a silver spoon. That's Outlaw Star again, by the way. If
dude, I watched American Ultra again yesterday. If you haven't seen that movie, it's awesome Jesse Eisenberg movie.
I haven't seen it yet, so... But anyway, is there any other sections that we missed that people are going to be mad that
we
didn't
put them on the list that I've written?
I have never been able to figure that out, but it is awesome. I always like reading them, but every time you put them on, I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck to say to that.
What?
Roll the list.
Yeah, they're interesting. We just basically roll a random really topic awesome. And then people choose. But,
okay,
things
so last
that they
time
enjoy.
It was extremely specific.
I don't remember what happened. Like, I think it was
under top five underrated sci-fi board games.
Yeah, and we was still like, haven't done that one. Actually,
I couldn't even name five sci-fi board games.
Usually, just me and Kate worry about those. But yeah. So, check out Aethernet.com or not Aethernet.com.
Aether.net. You are the worst at shameless plugs, so I'll do it.
We have a Twitter
as the unofficial IT guy. Aether.net. Now, that's to spell that nonsensical word.
A-E-I-T-H-E-R. Everything, or absolutely everything included is like the little acronym.
Absolutely everything, but that doesn't spell...
No, it's the AEI part. It's to help you remember
absolutely
the
everything
AEI.
Included here.
No. We're not doing a whole acronym for the word. It's just to help remember this
vaginas.
Part. Okay, well, this is Kyle.
Robots and Joe.
This is Dick Storm here.
Wait, no, he's
no, it's Kendrick. Signing off.
Well, 34.
Good, fuck yourself.